Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Corey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Very well, thank you. The sun is shining in London. Yay!
Doesn't shine that often over there.
It's been shining for a few days, so
That must make everybody feel good.
it does, but there's about a, it's so funny because I heard someone explain it the other day. They said there's about a 2-day window. And then it gets too warm and people start complaining. So,
It's definitely warm here in Miami.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask, what's it like?
No, it's been beautiful. I mean, like gorgeous. It's been, a little lower humidity and stuff, but it's getting warm. I mean, this is probably the last little cool, spurt that we'll have, I'm thinking.
Right.
We don't get, it doesn't get too cool here, but there was a front that was in the lake. It hit the Midwest last week, and it was they actually had snow in Chicago last week.
I saw that. I'm from Chicago.
You
So
are.
I still have a number of friends and I sort of see them post on Facebook. What? So.
Yeah, my husband grew up in Arlington Heights,
Okay.
so he's from Chicago too. And just, we'll never go back there to live with that
Yeah.
weather.
I went back for 2 years, not of my own accord. And it was interesting. But yeah,
I
same.
love it. I mean, everybody loves Chicago. It's a great.
It's a great city to visit.
Yeah. It is. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, I loved when we went there, and the museums and everything were awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Well, should we get started?
Yeah, who are our works? This is a group call, right?
It is a group call, but Brandy can't make it.
Okay.
And we'll just see if anyone else pops in. If not, it'll be just the two of us. So,
Okay.
but I
Okay.
just want to welcome everyone because, of course, this call's recorded. So,
Okay.
welcome to Reinvention Office Hours. Of course, this is your and everyone's place to get any sort of coaching that you might want to have. So, brilliant. So, why don't you update me on how things are going?
I was just looking back over some of the stuff we were talking about last time. And, you were telling me that it's important, there's still, for me, there's a lot of uncertainty around what's next for me. And it's been like that. I've been in, it's sort of been this pattern, that I've been in for the past year. Not that I haven't been doing things, but I haven't felt like I'm really established into my next into the next phase of my professional life yet. So I've been trying to really savor the season that I'm in
Great.
and really, giving that over to God, surrendering my heart, which is not, a one and done. It's harder than I thought it would be. And it's, I've always, just been able to control and manipulate my career. It's just, I mean, that's just gone now. So I'm really trying to discern, what are, it's, I know what the challenges are in this season. But, on the other hand, focus on the gifts of the season and try to keep, very focused on that, especially, in those times when I kind of start to freak out and go, well, I mean, I've got one client, but I don't have much money coming in. There's nothing really going on the teaching side except for the tutoring that I'm doing, the independent tutoring, which is not much money either. It's like we've talked about before. It's not like I'm not going to eat next week if I don't get an income. But it bothers me. It bothers me because I don't feel successful unless I'm producing and unless I'm bringing in that resource.
Mm-hmm.
That still bothers me a lot. And so I'm checking my attitude about that. You know, again, going back to what is God's purpose for me here in this season? That's number one. Because he always has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
He tells us that for all of us. So what is his purpose for me in this season? Secondly, what are my priorities in this
season? Yeah. We have talked about this a lot, and there's one thing that, you know, you started out very light and things are great, and your whole sort of, you might not be aware of this, but your whole sort of face changes a bit, your persona, as it were. So this is a great challenge for you, and it might not feel like it, but having this time to really see what is all of this about. And I'm going to point specifically to one thing, because you've brought it up a number of times, and it's this idea of success. So tell me more about what success is to you.
It's doing what I feel. It's using my skills, my strengths, the things that I'm good at to impact the world and to impact other people and to help other people to become successful as well.
Okay. And what happens? So you said you have one client. Right.
So I have, and I'm, it's kind of confusing. So I have, I have my consulting business that I started in July. I have one client that I'm working in that business through that business with. So that's one, one piece. The second piece is I'm exploring the teaching. Not sure whether, so I'm doing some independent tutoring and coaching.
Right.
But, thinking about either, becoming certified to teach in the school systems or, possibly joining another company, doing coaching, teaching, and possibly at the college level, or high school, middle school is still an option too. I'm just not sure.
Yeah. And that's okay.
So those two worlds.
Yeah.
So, I've never been in the position that I'm in right now. I've always been, with, my foot on the accelerator, 100 miles per hour in the progressing through, up the ladder in a corporation. And feeling successful as a result, because it's tangible, right?
Here's the issue. Here's the issue. Because whenever that idea of success comes up, I always feel this some sort of conflict in you. I'm not sure what it is. But when I asked you, what does success mean to you? And you were telling me about that, that came across as I'm helping other people. It's all good. Yet, when you bring up that conflict part, right, you almost cloud over a little bit. So I think that's really worth exploring. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
What do you mean by the conflict part?
Well, when you talk about it, you say, I'm taking this time and I'm exploring the gifts and all of this stuff, and yet.
Yeah, because I'm in... that's the uncertainty. That's the not knowing that I'm in right now.
Okay.
That's the not knowing and not knowing with clarity what's next in terms of you know, the professional segment of my life.
Sure. And that's in direct conflict, right? So there's part of the conflict. It's in direct conflict with the exploration phase.
Yes.
It feels like.
Yes.
Is that right?
I think so. Uh-huh.
Because it's interesting. I was looking at your, in the community, I was looking at your sort of just introduction.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you said in there was, I'm in the ideas phase.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So part of that ideas phase is that exploration. So I'll throw this out to you, because if you already knew the answer or one of the answers, you wouldn't be in the ideas phase.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
So what just happened in there? Because you sort of went, yeah.
Is it just that this is an uncomfortable place for me to be?
Of course, yes. It's uncomfortable. Yes, that's exactly right.
So, yeah. I mean, it's almost like I really don't want to be here.
Why not?
Because there's too much uncertainty about what I'm here to do, and I'm not doing it. Am I doing it yet? Not real. I don't feel like I'm doing it yet.
Okay. So something just popped into my head,
mm-hmm.
and this may or may not be true, but I just felt a huge compelling, like, I'm not doing it yet. Does that?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean?
Yeah, there's an urgency there that's bothering me, because I don't feel like, and I don't know if it's just because that's the way that I've always operated in the past,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I'm used to. So I don't feel like it's okay to be here and not
okay. Just notice there are two very different things between those. And it's this is all complicated, right? So just be aware of that. So this is a place that you haven't been, certainly for, it sounds like, a very long time.
Right.
So there's always going to be sort of discomfort around being sort of changing that sort of geography, right?
Right.
If that makes sense. But there's two different things. There's that discomfort of being somewhere new, which is one thing, because there's part of it sitting with that discomfort and seeing what you learn in that space. Because if you've never taken the time to actually do that before, then you're going to have that. And the more you learn to, and this is what we talked about last time, sort of getting that place of calm within yourself so that you can navigate that discomfort much more easily.
That's where I want to get to.
Yes.
I'm not there yet. And I'm
no.
But
I'm not laughing at you. Trust me.
No, I know.
I'm laughing with you because I've been there before. Right? and it takes know that it takes a bit of time, because when you're going at that 110 miles an hour, like you just said, and you don't have time to stop to do this, of course it's going to be different. Mm-hmm. It does take time, but it's worth the effort, because everything that comes out of it, and remember the other thing, Wendy, is that it's small steps that add up to the big thing. And I think the marketing world doesn't really help us, because right. They always sort of say, buy this, it's the panacea. Take that, it's the panacea. You know, the drugs companies, here, take this pill, it'll fix everything. As we well know, life isn't like that. Having that awareness and really getting to that place, it's doing the work. And I say work very loosely. That's one thing. I had to change my sort of vocabulary to myself. I kept looking at it as work.
Yeah.
And I had to change that message to myself, because the story we tell ourselves is important. I had to change that to play, because if this is an exploration phase, it should be fun. There should be an element of fun and playfulness to it. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it just as more work, that can be challenging, right? Mm-hmm. So because part of where you are, interestingly, I know you have a goal in mind, and I'm kind of holding that goal for you at the moment, because I trust you will get there. I know you will get there. But if you think about it in interim steps, so if you look at the end goal is knowing where you are and getting to the next point in your career, but what's the goal for the ideas phase?
I'm not sure. I guess, you know, it would be to explore, as many different ideas. I mean, usually, like, if you know, if this were a meeting and it were a project, I mean, one of the first things we would do would be to get into a room and start brainstorming ideas. That's what I think of as the ideas phase.
Yeah.
So in that sense, you know, where I started before was, you know, I didn't know. So I feel like I'm a little more committed now to, okay, maybe I can make, you know, the consulting side work and explore the teaching at the same time. Mm-hmm. Because if somebody were to ask me, what do you really want? That's what I want. I want to be able to grow my business, mm-hmm. because that's all my professional expertise. That's all my knowledge. That's my skills, my strengths, my contacts. So I want that to grow. And at the same time, that's not going to be with me for, I don't see that being with me for the next 5 years. I see that as in 3.5, maybe 4 years. Unless something, you know, and it's just fairly easy to keep it going. You know, I'm going to be into the next phase with my husband retired, and our life is going to look very different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and here I go back and forth again, because now, you know, I mean, yesterday I just listed out all the gifts of this season. I mean, there are so many. There are so many, and I should just be, and I am so thankful, you know, for those, but the time, the freedom, the everything I've never had before, and the getting back, you know, my life kind of thing. You know, but I guess because I'm just so goal oriented and such a sequential kind of a person, and that I want to see, I'm okay with the step by step. And I tell people that all the time. Hey, change is incremental.
Sure.
I tell people that all the time. It's hard for me to accept it. So it's good that you tell me all the time. But, I just want A plus B plus C to equal D. And that makes sense. And there's boundaries around that. And I feel good. That feels good to me. And that's it, you know, and then I can just focus on doing and bringing it.
So you just said that you don't expect. So you talked about for the next 3 years, let's say, did I hear that right? And you said, in 5 years, it probably won't look like that. So what do you see in 5 years?
In 5 years, I see us traveling a lot more than we do now. Because my husband is retired, and that's what he wants to do. In 5 years, let's see, my son will be in college, so I won't have... You know, it'll be no kids at home. I mean, the main thing that will be different is my husband's situation will be the main.
Right.
And as a result, I don't know. I really don't know how much that's going to affect me or not.
It's interesting, though, because one thing strikes me in that when you describe sort of the next few years, you describe the point when your husband retires and you may go off and travel, et cetera, there's a lot of uncertainty embedded in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, right?
Because you know why? Because if we were to do that, I think I would, what would happen to my career?
What would happen?
I wish I just didn't care so much about it.
But here's where the other part comes into it. Because remember I said there's sort of two parts. There's how do you measure success? And I don't want to use the word attachment because, you know, when you've lived your life many, many years measuring success a certain way, that you can't really expect that to disappear overnight. So again, I would really urge you to let go of it's good, it's bad. It is just there because that's what you've lived with for so long. So there, you know, there's no use in being judgmental over that because, you know, I heard you use the word should, and that often comes in when, you know, but I shouldn't want that. Well, why not? You've measured yourself and have had a very successful career. There's nothing wrong with wanting any of that. That's all yours to have, right? But then there's the other side of it, which is the compelling side. The compelling, because I hear this from you so much, the compelling side of really wanting to make a difference, right? So there's those two components, which, to be honest, I feel like one of your bigger goals is sort of how does that all fit together, both over the next few years and then what happens going forward?
I mean, I think money makes a difference, as much as I hate to say that.
But in what way?
Honestly, I've never been motivated by money. But now that I don't have, now that I'm not making it like I used to be, that's what I kind of keep going back to, that maybe that is really tied into success is what I'm thinking for me. You know, the fact that I'm making money or not making money.
Yeah. So when
if
you
my
go
business
back,
we're doing better. And I was making more money. I think I'd be happy with that. I'd be happy with that because I'd be okay. All right. So that's I'm going to keep doing that. And then I'll, you know, go over here and I'll keep talking to people about teaching and keep kind of praying about that. And maybe that'll be my next career. You know, I'm not sure, but it just feels like it's just in this dormant kind of, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You know, as I said before, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Right? The key is...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the key to that is figuring out what really matters to you. That's the key thing.
Well, I mean, it matters that my business is successful. Mm-hmm. That matters to me. Why am I going to have a business that's not successful?
Mm-hmm.
So that matters. So I'm okay with the fact that it's going to take time for it to grow.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't seen it growing are there things that I could be doing to, you know, in terms of marketing, in terms of branding, in terms, yes, I could be investing more into that. Mm-hmm. But do I want to get back on that, you know, that striving and hustling and, you know, putting everything that I've got into it and working. That's when I start to think, no, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't.
So that brings up a really big question for you. What's enough to make you feel successful?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you have just money out there as this big money, then is it ever enough? Right?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I think, again, I'm not particularly motivated by money mm-hmm. as much as it sounds like I am. I'm really not. I'm not. So I have a figure in mind that
okay.
I would be happy with.
Ah, okay.
You know,
and have you written that down and come up with a plan around it?
I've been playing with it. Yeah.
Okay.
Since the last time we've talked, I think I've gotten good at prioritizing, you know, what my goals are now.
Okay, great.
So I've narrowed them down, you know, mm-hmm. from 10, you know, to the top three. I mean, and I did this towards the beginning of the year. And so I continue to, you know, every week I kind of review those every month, what's changed, you know, at the end of the quarter, I review. So, you know, I know that I have the health goal, which is really tracking well.
Good.
Yeah, I'm losing weight. I've been focused on doing that, and it's
great.
Working. It's working. You know, I'm feeling really good about that.
Fantastic.
So that's number one priority. The reinvention plan around my career is one of the top three. So that's
right.
Number two.
So given everything you've just told me, so what is the priority in there with the reinvention plan?
Well, I mean, I would say that right now my goal is for my business to be, to grow, to mm-hmm. be growing my business to generate X amount of income
okay.
by the end of the year, and or to generate one new client by the mm-hmm. end of the quarter, and to explore the teaching side, a career in teaching.
Okay. So is that where the ideas live, in the mm-hmm. teaching side?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, when you said that you're in the idea phase, right? When you were talking, doing your introduction, and you were saying you were in the idea phase. So it sounds to me, and again, I'm just trying to understand what you're saying here, but it sounds to me like with regard to growing your business, it sounds like you've a fairly clear plan as to how you want to go about that. So I'm just wondering where the ideas phase comes into all of your reinvention plans.
I don't know. Did I skip it or did I?
That's a good question.
I mean, you know, when I look at the way that you guys have the four, right? There are four phases to your program. I think that you know, that's what drove me to say, well, in what phase am I in?
Okay.
I guess I'm in, you know, the idea phase. So I was starting to go through on the website. I wanted to go through the modules that you guys have on there. So, I mean, that was the first phase. So I don't feel like I'm any further along.
Okay.
but why don't you, can you just sort of recap for me? What are those, I mean, in terms of the progression of the program?
Yes, except it's in the process of all being put together, and I'm not actually the one putting it all together, so I don't have it all in front of me. But yeah, generally, the idea phase is when you're really out exploring different possibilities, right? So you've got the uncertainty around, you know, you want to make a change and maybe you have some ideas, but you're out exploring different parts. And then you move on into sort of getting into, and part of that is mindset, right? Part of that is really thinking about how you approach all this, as you and I were talking about. And then as you move on, then you work more toward the execution of getting past that idea phase. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that, and keep in mind, Wendy, it's not that it's necessarily so concrete, because if you look at the way we've put that together on the website, it's very fluid. So it's not that you have one part, you move very linearly along onto the next part. So one of the things with the idea phase is you come up with some ideas, right? It may not be where you end up going, but there's some ideas that you want to pursue.
So
go ahead.
And so that's where I think I am.
Mm. And then part of the execution is, what do you want to do around that? Right. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes what happens is you start to go down a path and you think, that's not really the path I wanted to go down. So it's not that you can't dip back into the idea phase.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the key about that ideas phase is that you need a starting point of where you're going, as opposed to, let's put it this way, if someone comes in and says, I don't like what I'm doing, but I have no idea of what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So given that you've got this business that you've started, that mm-hmm. you're trying to get some traction, and you've got this teaching idea, you're not exactly sure what you want to do with it, but something around it.
Right.
So you are already in the part where you do have some idea.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
I mean, that makes sense.
In terms of the business, you know, the same. I mean, I have a vision of, but it's not set in stone. It may expand. And it's so new that mm-hmm. it's kind of evolving, you know, as I go.
Mm.
So, okay. So you just confirmed for me that, you know, within the overall process, then I am in this ideas phase. So I'm getting ready to go, you know, through, and I'm going to start now to identify some action steps that I'm going to be taking, that I've already started in some sense. I mean, I think I need to get my schedule a little more stable so that I can block out enough time, you know, mm-hmm. to work on, you know, the teaching side and the business side.
Mm-hmm.
And that will help. On the other hand, you know, it's really interesting because one of the things I've been very sick over the last couple of weeks. I never get sick.
Oh,
never.
Wow.
Haven't been sick for years. And
right.
Generally, never get sick. But so whatever this was, you know, a flu or some kind of thing. So, you know, it kind of set me back for a week. And then after that, I thought I was getting better. And then I ended up getting an eye infection, conjunctivitis from it. So then my doctor told me, oh, you can't be meeting with people. I mean, you've got it. That's really contagious. And you've got to just clear your calendar. I'll give you a note if you need it or whatever. So I ended up having to clear my calendar for 2 weeks. Mm. And that was the biggest blessing. That was the biggest blessing. That just put me into a whole different mindset, you know? So that's what I'm saying. I, you know, to me, the real work for me right now is to discern what God's purpose is for me in this season.
Tell me more about that time, Wendy. So you said it was the time you had off, and that it was the biggest blessing.
Yes.
So what was the blessing in there?
It forced me to slow down. It forced me to stop. And I had margin. I had time to think. You know, I wasn't having to, you know, go from meeting to meeting to call to this and that. And I mean, I canceled everything I had with other people outside of the house.
Right.
And so, you know, I had time. I had time to do whatever I wanted to in that time. Mm. And I caught up, I caught up on my emails. I caught up on other stuff. I started, you know, some books. I worked on my goals. And I am just so happy when I can do that. That's what feeds me, that time, you know, and I could work on my routines and I could work, you know, so again, I mean, I think I'll feel so much better when I just know, okay, you know, so maybe that is the purpose in this season. Maybe that's really what, you know, I need to do. And maybe that was, and I keep thinking back, you know, to the whole thing, you know, with the jobs and my last job and what happened there. And, you know, there had to be a reason, you know, that ended so abruptly the way that it did. So I'm just kind of sitting here, you know, and I'm just really looking to God to say, you know, confirm this for me. I mean, is this what you want me to be doing? Is this the purpose of this, or should I be trying to, you know, build up something else here? Because I'm a builder, you know.
So when you look back at that question you just asked, why did that end so abruptly? When you look at that question through the lens of what you've just gone through over the last 2 weeks, what do you see?
Well, there's some commonality in, you know, that, I mean, I had definitely gone out of the frying pan back into the fire from the job I had before the last one. Yes, I was relieved that I had another job, a good job. You know, yes, I was glad that I was working again. But all in all, I mean, it wasn't the kind of work I really wanted to be doing. And it was just right back on the treadmill that I was on before. And so there's some commonality in the way that ended, you know, and that's not the rhythm of my life anymore, or has not been for the last year.
Right.
And that's what led me to open the business. I didn't have any plan to open a business. I haven't been thinking about that I've thought about it.
Right.
And it's been, you know, percolating, but that's what was the trigger for me doing it. And, you know, and that kind of kept me busy for about 6 months, you know, there were things going on there and that was keeping me busy. And there's other stuff that I do on different boards and stuff. And my volunteer work, you know, I'm a guardian ad litem, so I just, and that's an advocate for children in foster care, the Miami-Dade judicial system. So I just accepted another child.
Right.
But again, I know that I have to be careful to not start filling up, you know, my schedule.
Yeah.
I will do it. I will do it so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really interesting, because one thing you really said, which jumped out at me, was the rhythm of your life. That's such a beautiful way to put it. But keep in mind, that's yours to control.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's really important for you to control that.
Yeah, yeah. And it can very quickly get out of my control.
Yes, yeah. But when you know, it's so interesting that you mentioned commonality, that effectively when things, it sounds like when things were getting a bit out of control, there was the abrupt stop to say, notice what's going on. So yeah. Here's a great opportunity for you to notice that. And going back to that sense of discomfort, I'm not surprised you're feeling that sense of discomfort, because when I'm using that word get out of control because you mentioned it, but when things really start to go at that full speed, you don't have time to think about it.
Mm.
But when they abruptly stop like that, you do. And, you know, it's a bit daunting in a sense when you take back that control and say, I can control how I want that rhythm to go.
That feels better for me.
Better in what way?
Well, that I have the control.
Mm. And now, you do. We all do, right?
I need to learn. I have a lot to learn as far as how to use that.
Mm. It sounds like there's a huge blessing in there for you. And a huge bit of learning, because, you know, here's your opportunity to find that right balance.
Yeah. And that's the thing that I've been chasing, you know, over, you know, the last decade is the balance.
And, you know, I know it's difficult when you say you've had one client and you want more and all the yardsticks of success. But having said that, if all that had happened right away, I love the way you phrased it, jumping from the sort of frying pan into the fire, because in a sense, it sounds like you would have been doing the same thing over again.
I would. No, there's no question. I was getting very fearful about that. You know, even though I was only at that firm for 3 months, I was already, you know, traveling, stressed, you know, stressed out, you know, never enough time to get things done, always thinking about work, right back. I mean, and that was not even 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
so here is a great way to, because one of the challenges or one of the opportunities, let's say, is to find out how to listen to yourself, because you're connecting with something that you lose contact with when it's hyper busy and everything else. So it's really getting that connection back to say, what is a good place? How do you know?
Yeah.
Right? What is your body telling you? Because if you just stick in your mind, you could rationalize all kinds of things, right? Like, I need to take this next client because I don't know if there'll be another one coming down the road. All of those things that we become so good at rationalizing. But it's really learning to, first of all, starting to look inside your body and say, what are the signals? Because your body is so wise, right? Sometimes it's getting sick. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's these various things. But the body knows.
And you know what? Today's Thursday. So Monday, I generally try to make like an admin day where I kind of, you know, or I have personal appointments that I do. I don't do work stuff usually.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday was a really busy day. I had back-to-back stuff. I was so exhausted at the end of that day. My throat started aching again. I knew that I had just, again, I had just pushed it again. Yesterday, was great because usually Wednesday is like my day that I use for myself, like my professional development, personal learning and development stuff, courses I'm doing, certifications, stuff like that. It hardly ever works out that I, you know, actually have time to, I mean, sometimes I dip in and other stuff comes in, but at least I don't have any outside appointments, you know? So today I have, it's kind of a combination. And today is better than Tuesday because, you know, I had a personal appointment this morning. I had a small group, you know, like a spiritual group that I go to, a Bible study this afternoon. I had time to come after I dropped my son off at school. I had time to come home and eat my breakfast because remember now my health is a priority. Yeah. I never used to make time to eat. I would eat in the car. For me, sitting down to eat that wasn't something at a work event was a special occasion. So now I'm trying to, you know, change that. So I had time to come home and eat breakfast before I went to, you know, the next thing. I had time to come home and eat lunch before you and I meeting. After, you know, when we're done, I have a little cushion of time before I go. I have two tutoring clients this afternoon. So that's a pretty full day. But I have time to eat. So like before, and I know it sounds like really, it sounds stupid because it was, but I just, eating was like a secondary thing. I mean, it was like work obligations, you know, one thing to the next. And I can so easily fall back into that. But you're, as back to your point of the body tells me right away, like on Tuesday, it told me right away.
And you know what the great thing about all this is? The more you get in tune with your body, the more you get in touch, the quicker it speaks to you because you're listening.
You're listening.
Right? Before, when you weren't listening, you just ignored it, right? And powered through. So now you're listening. The great thing is it you become so sensitive to those things. So a huge part of this, and this is such a blessing, is to be able to first step, listen to what it's saying. And then a big part of that second step, right, of really creating that life is saying, now what are you going to create so that it gives you what you're looking for? So you go from the reacting and noticing phase, which is important, right? Because you're really re-getting in touch with all that. And that's the point you can, I think, really look and say, how do I set this up so that you have access to it at any point? And that's the life you're living.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. I feel like I'm getting there. I do.
Great.
I do feel like I'm getting there. The things that I have on my plate now are much clearer than all the stuff I had before that I was aware of, but it was more blurry because it was all moving so fast. Now the things that I have that I'm doing are clearer. And I think as I keep praying and as I keep getting, you know, clearer, I, you know, and decluttering inwardly and externally, that those, like, you know, the stuff I don't need, I'm going to be able to release it. It's not easy for me to release things.
Yeah.
I want to gather them all in.
Yeah.
So I think that's this next, the shedding of this transition that I'm
That's
in.
A beautiful way to look at it. And one of the things I encourage you to do is going back to that idea of success is do some journaling around that. Because there are naturally, as we talked about, a lot of attachments to what you sort of considered success before. And there are so many things that go into that. I you know, it's great, but I also find it a very loaded question. So it's important to sort of peel away the layers to what that success means. Because keep in mind, Wendy, as you go through this period of self-exploration and getting in touch with your body, your views of this quite possibly can change. So it's really good as you go through this to come back in to check as to what that means to you. Because it's funny as you go through and you kind of go back and say, oh, that's moved a little bit. And I love the way you said that about shedding, because some of these things we tend to shed as we sort of evolve in this journey.
That's what I know that's what's happening. I can feel that happening.
That's great, because that's real progress.
Yeah, good.
So when you feel like you might not be making progress, you can look at the goal and say, but I'm not X yet. But it's really important to really look at that progress as you go along and see, because this is all the foundational progress. This is all the foundational work that you're doing right now.
Okay, good.
Because a huge part of reinvention is really understanding what that vision that we talked about before of your life is, right? And part of that is getting to know yourself again. Part of it is figuring out where you are in life. These are all really important steps.
Okay, good.
And that's why, are you still keeping your daily success log? Great.
And weekly, and it's always, I was telling somebody, I was encouraging a client the other day about this, and I said, you know, I told her to do the same thing, and I said, you know, I'm amazed at everything that I've accomplished in a week, that you know, you forget, you don't think about it, you just go on to the next thing.
Yeah. But this is great, because it's easy, especially if you're a goal-oriented person, to really note down the goals, but big successes for you, and really keep this in mind. Big successes for you are those internal shifts. So really make sure that you log those too.
Okay.
Because that's important here. And that's all part of the mindset and the internal.
That's the biggest challenge right now. That's the biggest challenge.
That's why it's important for you to note down where you have made those shifts.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Good.
Yeah. I think for you, that's at least as important is the external goals. Is really noticing all of that amazing learning that you gleaned from being ill. Give yourself a huge pat on the back from that.
Yeah, I don't want to forget that.
That's really big. And that's why it's important to when you're going to journal and sort of notate in your list, really to notice those things.
Okay.
Because as you go along, then you can go back and see, you'll have a really great progress sort of list of the movement that you've had.
Okay. Okay.
So you've got a beautiful look on your face right now. It looks very serene. You're making me feel warm and fuzzy.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I hope you are too.
Yeah, I will. That's a good activity to do.
Yeah.
And that will help me to, that will help to confirm for me. No, it's not my imagination. It's not that, you know, this is really happening.
It is. It is. I think sometimes it's just a little bit hard to see it in yourself, right? It's almost like when you're losing weight and you start to see yourself in the mirror and you forget what you looked like before.
You do.
So it's not about dipping back in to say, oh gosh, I can't believe what I used to be like. It's only noticing how far you've come, because sometimes it's really hard to feel it. It's hard to see it. And that's one of the great things of really recording your success, which I'm so glad you're in the community, because one thing I want to also remind you of, and anybody else who comes in and listens, is the progress logs. So one of the big things about reinvention is accountability, right? As you say, you're going from point A to point B. So really starting that progress log, and even if it morphs over time, that's absolutely fine, but really putting down some of the things that you want to achieve. And it's a great place to go in and record those. And that's a big part of the community, so that other people can see what you're doing, so that we can come in, you can ask us questions, and we can help support you.
Yeah, I started to write some stuff in there, and then I wasn't sure what to write or wasn't like, I wasn't sure.
Yeah. And sorry, you know, this is all kind of, you're in the very early phases of all of this. So, Pamela's putting together some more notes on a little bit on guidance and things like that. But
I will use the, and I'm glad you reminded me of it, the online. And
exactly.
I have to make a note to myself to go out to, and, you know, at least once a week, or, you know, to go out and to post, you know, and stuff, or I'll, you know, how it's easy to just forget it.
It is. And it's a good discipline.
Yeah.
Because it's a great way to take that time and stop for yourself, because you can go back over your daily wins, right? Your daily successes, and sort of, it's a good time. And I love the idea of every week structure, because it's a good time to sit down and really see how far you've come in that week.
Yeah.
And what are the changes that you're seeing and what you want to do with that?
Yeah. So I will. Thanks for reminding me.
Great. Yeah. Great. And of course there's also the Q&A part. So if you ever have any questions in between, don't hesitate to go in there, because Coach Pamela and I check all the time. So it's a great way to get any sort of support from us and the rest of the community, especially as the community builds up in between these sessions. Because, you know, obviously, as you know, momentum is a key thing. So it's, you know, these sessions are great, but the community is there and increasingly will be there to help support you.
Okay.
During those other times too.
All right.
So what's the big takeaway from today's session for you?
Oh, I think understanding the internal shifts and notating them, you know, logging those as progress.
Great.
Notating those as progress. And even doing that will slow me down, and it'll stop that anxiety about, but, you know, but I'm not bringing in X number a week. I'm not, you know, it's okay. There's progress is being made, and it's progress at a deeper level.
Yeah.
And that's what I think the purpose is for me now in this season, is that God wants to make sure that my heart is solid where it needs to be.
Great. And that, just to kind of, there's a vision that came in my mind to put a bow on that, is, you know, that's where the real fundamental change happens.
Right. It's not so much, you know, well, what am I supposed to be doing now? What am I supposed, I think, you know, what's the purpose now is for me to know how it is for me to be now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So you just confirmed that.
Yeah. And that was so beautifully put.
Yeah.
So thanks. Beautifully put.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this week.
Thank you too.
And have a great weekend. Well, it's not quite the weekend yet, but when you get there,
it's coming.
And yeah, it's coming. And you know, enjoy. I always say enjoy the ride, but enjoy all of this just amazing time that you have.
That I have. I will. Thank you.
Good.
You all take care.
You too.
Okay.
Bye, Wendy.
Bye.